Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum. And we're
time
all out
to go
of bubblegum.
And get our kicks.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday. We'll get to some of your calls at 844-967-2789. Brian, is that some Offspring? I think they're coming to Milwaukee this weekend. I'm going to go check that show out at the rave. Yeah. James Santella, former U.S. attorney, our friend, sticking around for one more segment. We'll take your calls as well. And then, of course, Maggie Dahl, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of the Devil's Advocate. She's going to join us at 5:30. We're going to keep it going. Jim, thanks again for sticking around. I wanted to get to this records issue and this grand jury convened by the Department of Justice to look into what Donald Trump was doing and all that. And not so much the fact that, you know, Donald Trump did what he did. There's lots of things Donald Trump did that we obviously are concerned about. But what does it tell you about Garland's efforts and DOJ's efforts in going after Donald Trump, as we were just very critical of the DOJ on this obstruction of justice issue? How does this compare to that?
Sure. And it does indicate, doesn't it, that in the midst of all these other seemingly much more dramatic things, as I said before, many, many things that shock but don't surprise, that this information is out there. A grand jury, obviously, looking at these kinds of things. That means there is an investigation going on. We know the predicate for this, the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA. I know that you know that well, Dom. You work with them all the time.
Yeah, NARA.
Comes forth and says, you know, we've got these 15 boxes. Plainly, some of the materials, and this is the linchpin on this, it's not just taking materials. This is not just taking menus out from the White House mess.
Right.
This is
it's not like you're
records,
stealing sticky
right?
notes and
exactly,
staplers,
right?
man.
We've got a concern that there's classified information.
Espionage.
We've got who knows what's in there, what kinds of things about our relationships with our allies, our enemies out there, things related to domestic terrorism could be in there, all kinds of things that are classified that should not be in boxes.
And classified information and super secret, double secret probation classified information, the more classified and secret it is, the more valuable it is.
More valuable it is. And that's why that's really why you hit it right in the head. That's really why the reason why you have this kind of a law, because you want to say to people, you know what? You may know about it in your own intelligence. You can't take those documents because you don't want them to fall in the wrong hands. You don't want anybody else out there to have access to these. And beyond that, at a perhaps somewhat less significant level, these are not owned by the former president. They're owned by the people of the United States of America. They're owned by history. And that, too, is a very important thing that you're trying to vindicate. The fact that he is looking at all of this, and plainly from a criminal and grand jury does not return a civil complaint. They return grand jury indictments, charges, plainly looking at who did this, what was the direction. Again, as he said with respect to January 6th, is he looking to people and say, well, the president told me to do this. The vice president told me. Who told you to do that? Chief of staff? Where did this come from? All those kinds of things. It doesn't show who basically rented the truck, if you will. Who
right.
got the boxes? Who put this all together? And again, it should be a very
chain of custody
chain
for
of custody.
This information.
How does
right.
that get, as I said before, how does that get literally out of the West Wing? You've been there. How does it get physically out of the West Wing into that driveway, the parking lot, and into that truck? And then the gates open up, and you go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and down 17th Street, and you're on the Beltway then, and you're heading toward the South. All of those kinds of things, which we can make fun of right now, serious matters. And that's the reason why this is a good reflection of Merrick Garland's attention to this detail. Maybe it bodes well for the larger issues as well, that we just don't know about those bigger things he's also looking at.
Well, and I would mention Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, got $2 billion from the Saudis for an investment fund, and that's not what Jared Kushner does. So, a side note. Oh, we got some callers waiting. Let's get to them. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you've been the most patient. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Oh, not a problem. And this, you know, can kind of flow with what Maggie's going to. I'm interested in seeing that how the hell that some of these guys actually made it through law school when they don't understand the meaning of enumeration in the Constitution in the terms of, like, the Ninth Amendment, where it says that we didn't enumerate everything, so there's certain rights we have that are not enumerated.
Right.
As well as the duties of Congress, what Congress can do is not enumerated in the Constitution specifically, because Madison addressed that in Federalist 44. Now, these guys that have law degrees and, you know, have been in politics for a long time, they should recognize this kind of thing, because there's something called the general powers in the Constitution. I think it's in section, not only in the preamble, but I think it's in section 8 of Article 1, that there's the general powers thing, where the Congress can actually do pass laws to promote the general welfare of the people, where he's got nitwits like Rand Paul and his co-thinkers that say, well, that's not enumerated in the Constitution, so we can't do it. Well, that's absolutely BS, because Madison addressed it, and Madison even put in why he wanted, felt the need for, you know, yeah, switching back to Amendment Number 9. Why the Amendment Number 9 was needed, because he said we knew we didn't enumerate everything in the Constitution.
And it's a great point. Yeah, Mark, I want to cut you a little short because I want to give Jim a chance to respond. Of course, that's a great point, Mark and Jim. But certainly those people know that.
They absolutely do, right? And in addition to Mark's wonderful points about what says in the Constitution, the part of the debate that we're having now ever since this draft dropped into the American knowledge and understanding here also goes back to this case called Griswold versus Connecticut. And at that point, basically, they codified what Mark just was describing. The word was penumbra, sort of this notion that, well, we may not be able to identify with particularity the exact word, but the Constitution, when you read it all generally, provides all kinds of things, including privacy rights, right? And that's why this
is... Are you sure about that, Jim?
Well, at least up to now, up until... today, we still have privacy rights. That penumbra notion that emanates from general theories in the Constitution. One of my favorites, the right to travel. Travel is nowhere in the Constitution. Late 19th century, that was established. All kinds of things that have to be a part of a Constitution that's living, that is vital and important in the 21st century as it was in the 19th and the 18th century as well.
James Santel, former U.S. attorney, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Certainly appreciate you coming around, as always, Jim.
Always a pleasure, Don. Good to be with you, and have a good weekend. Take
All right,
care.
Thank you. James Santel, former U.S. attorney. We are the Devil's Advocates. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, also a friend. And some more of your calls this happy hour, 844-967-2789. Stick around. We will be right back.
We have to bring back law and order.
So run, you curse! Run! Tell all the other curs the law is coming!